operations meeting on the 29th, department head meeting on the 6th, and the town board committee meeting on the 19th. Those are June and July. Motion?
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCullough, second for Mr. Giordano. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are accepted. Review of the correspondence. Since our last meeting, we got a note from the 10th annual tour of the Catskill Cycling Race, which I believe starts in Tannerville, if I'm not mistaken, and comes down in through here. We've been appropriately notified of all roads have been appropriately notified, as has Sheriff, etc. We got a thank you card from Cultivate Catskill for our support. We got some very good news from the New York State Department of Transportation. About a year ago, we think, Sean, it was?
I'm sorry.
October 11th.
I wasn't listening to this.
Oh, you're okay. It was...
October
11th of 2016, they received a letter, the Department of Transportation, requesting a lower speed limit on Woodstock Ave and Manorkill Road in the town of Catskill.
Yes.
Yeah. So currently, they both have, by virtue of not having any signs, they are just the statewide 55 mile per hour speed limit. They looked at the, they conducted an investigation on both of those roads, and they found that the speed limit on Woodstock Ave should be lower than 35, and the speed limit on Manorkill Road should be 25. They've written notice of orders for these speed limits, and upon receipt of these orders, you may arrange to have the appropriate speed limit signs installed in accordance with the MUTCD. I have no idea what that is. And New York State Supplement. Thank you for your interest in traffic safety. If we have any questions, we can contact them. Otherwise, Sean, I think you're good to go after Elizabeth gets the notice of order.
As soon as you guys approve it.
Okay. Excellent. Good job. And we would like to publicly thank the folks that took the time to get the petitions together and bring them to the board. So that was good. New York State Department of Transportation finding for petition of CXS Transportation for alteration of at-grade crossings and their approaches. Modifications were determined to be in the public interest, so we got notification on that. Notification of liquor license renewal for Catterskill Network, Inc. Change order approval from New York State EFC for Sewer District Number 3 with Jefferson Heights. Travis, I believe those were the charges when we had to do some different drilling, et cetera. And you guys submitted all that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. A couple of notices of public hearings from our adjacent communities. By law, they are required. Zoning law in the town of Sorbetes. Town of Athens for adoption of a local law to regulate solar energy. We received communication from Steve Nelson of the Bank of Greene County. They will begin communication with residents of Leeds and Jefferson Heights. That the opportunity for residents to apply excuse me, for a home equity loan, maximum of 80% loan to value with no closing costs, and the bank will pay the mortgage tax and the cost of the appraisal for those residents with equity to aid in costs associated with hooking into the sewer district. So they will be, we are communicating this, we are not a part of this, they're obviously an independent entity, but we are certainly pleased that the Bank of Greene County has reached out to assist in the support of this. A letter from Central Hudson that they're in the planning stages for future rebuild of existing electric transmission lines. We had reviewed this last week. There'll be the appropriate public hearings and notification of us as they move forward. They are all in the same place that they currently are, so there's not a change in location. Invitation from Athens American Legion Post 187, Greene County Blue Star Mothers in the DAR for their annual flag retirement ritual ceremony is on October 14th at 9:30 in the morning. A letter from Assemblyman Pete Lopez updating his efforts on behalf of one of our businesses, the Circle W in Palinville. And that completes our correspondence. This is going to be pretty efficient tonight, so I think we'll get to the Diamond Dog representatives, and then we'll move over into our sewer update. Laura Krasminski is here on behalf of the Diamond Dogs, requesting use of the Ethan Kramer Ball Field. Details?
Yes, thank you for listening.
We're a youth baseball league. We have been since using Elliott Park, but our children are getting older. And part of getting older with a baseball team is that you move from one size field to the next field. It is my understanding that the high school uses that field, and there may be a couple other travel teams that may use it, like maybe a Babe Ruth team or something. Of course, whatever use would, I would, of course, the high school's gonna come first, and we would work around the schedules with the other players. But now our 12U team, as of this fall, will be a 13U team, and that requires a 60-90 field. I'm not really sure. I would have to get, I guess, I'm not sure who's responsible for the maintenance of that field. At Elliott Park, my husband has always been very involved in maintaining the field, but I don't know what the requirements are for the town. Mm-hmm. It's a little different with the village and the town, because Little League took care of that field, and since we were on the board of Little League, we spent a lot of time ourselves, you know, maintaining that field. But we would need the field, well, hopefully for the next 5 years. And this year would just be one team. There might potentially be two teams next year on that field, or they may remain in the smaller field for next year. Not this coming year would definitely just be one team. Mm-hmm. And so we actually are having a tryout on August 12th, and I was hopeful. I didn't know if we would need my approval, if I get an approval, if it would be done prior to that, because I'd like to have the tryout there. If not, I will just do it at Elliott Park. And whatever I would need to do to make this work, I would appreciate it. Well, we do fall and we do spring. So actually, as a 13U, the season starts a little later than modified or varsity or JV. So we start, it's a postseason for the travel. So usually the high school will use the field from March to June, mid-June, and I think there might be a couple weeks we overlap, because we use like the end of May to end of July. And then we are starting a fall ball team, which will actually begin in September. But I doubt there'll be any use much conflicts in the fall.
I don't think American Legion even is on the show.
No. The only person who used the field this year is the high school.
Yeah. Our normal agreement, our agreement with the high school is we take care of trimming the outfield. They take care of the infield, the bathrooms, the concession. They take care of all that. I would assume that would be the same agreement we make with anybody, because we don't have the equipment to take care of the infield.
Okay.
And as far as you guys using it for tryouts and stuff, I know the infield hasn't been touched since the high school left, mm-hmm. so I'm not sure what kind of condition it's in.
Which?
The infield. It hasn't been touched since the high school left, so.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, it's just been done and it's being finished now.
Well, mowed, right? But we haven't
done. No. They turned the soil and everything. It was all done. The way we operate the thing now is we cut the grass, we do all that stuff. When you use the field, you maintain it, you check the bathrooms, make sure they're clean, and make sure it has toilet paper, and make sure the water's shut off. We have a problem sometimes with people not shutting off water and whatever. And you line the field. We don't do any of that.
The other thing which is important for you to know is that we are fully insured, and of course the town will be named as a secondary insured on our policy. So, is there any other questions?
And you can't, the one other thing is the high school has preference of everybody, because I forget when they play from
April until
right. Yeah, they don't have another field. I'm aware of that, but that's the only field that they have access to.
So they got the preference, and your schedule would have to be worked around theirs. And the only other teams playing up there now is Babe Ruth out of Saugerties, I think.
I don't know if anybody's up there anymore. Are they, Liz, other than high school?
Yeah,
I don't think
they were
Ruth
using
that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we approved it.
Yeah, we approved it. So
So it sounds like no objections? Anybody have any concerns?
Is there a concession up there?
Yes.
Does anybody do the concession?
That's usually the people using its requirement. Like, If the high schools have a game, they handle the concession. If the
no, no, they don't.
Oh, no.
The concession hasn't been open.
I was going to say I haven't ever been. It hasn't that I can remember ever been open.
Yeah, they've never. We haven't used it for the last 2 years, but there is a concession stand, and the board is going to have to decide what they're going to do with it. Little League used to maintain it, you know, when they were up there, but they ran out of people who wanted to work it. So
Hey, Jason, we just had all of these buildings inspected in terms of just what kind of shape they're in and if there's anything that needs to be done. Actually nothing. The block is at grade along the back of the building. Water's coming down the road and goes into the back of the building.
There's basically nothing wrong with
just, yeah, it sounds like it's functional. If you guys want to use it, we have no issues.
We use concession.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing is you decide, you know, you got the gas going in there. The electric.
Is that all off now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do have a. Somebody donated us a stove to put in there.
Okay.
We looked at it, but to hook up the Ansel system and all that, it was $10,000. It was $10,000.
You don't have a hood in there.
But there's a. They have a thing up there, but it really isn't safe.
Yeah.
It's like something you would use on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a fryer up there, and there's mm-hmm. coolers up there, and, you know.
Okay.
So it is functional, yeah.
So,
if, not this year, maybe next
year. Yeah, I mean, we'd be happy to work and, you know, with you guys around what it is that might make that functional.
Right.
I doubt it is now based on what we've heard.
Especially since the enclosure.
What we looked at was, you know, like Dutchman's Landing, let somebody else run it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened was the teams, you know, the parents that have so much to do and run, they just gave up on it to staff it.
Let's put that as an open opportunity, okay? And otherwise, board all in agreement?
Yeah, as long as they can
work with the
insurance is there and schedule.
Work with the high school. Liz can work with you. There is an agreement that we have with the high school team that's been drawn up. We'll make sure that that's applicable for you guys. Okay, we'll get your insurance certificate, which would be helpful.
Okay.
So next steps with Liz, and then you work with whomever is on that field, which I think is just the high school at this point.
Okay. Thank you.
So you should be, as far as August 12th is concerned, I think as long as you guys have the appropriate conversations, you should be okay to use it.
Well, the other thing, with fall ball, I'm not sure if the lights are functioning or not. So.
No, they're not.
They're not. So.
We generally don't do night games, so it wouldn't be an issue for us.
Because there's no
games. Our games would be in the weekend.
Weekends during the day.
Oh,
okay. All right.
So we'll make a motion?
Yes. We'll entertain a motion to have the Diamond Dogs use our field consistent with interaction with the high school and
insurance.
Proper insurance.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch, second for Mr. Giordiano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Congratulations. Welcome to Ricky Kramer Field.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Change in road name. Alan Schiller has applied for a change in the road name. Owner of LaCourte Road wishes to have the portion of the road south of the closure, part of LaCourte is closed and impassable, continuing to the end of LaCourte Road, renamed Paradise Lake Road.
That's
are we superintendent?
I'm good with it.
It's a private road, so it basically is Paradise Lake Road.
Yeah.
Well, these people, they're like, there's going to be other
actually,
people who live on Paradise Lake.
I thought you guys did. Yeah.
That's why I'm sure everyone's getting confused trying to find
that place
out.
Is so screwed up in there.
Adam's
is public. Paradise Lake is, like, yeah, there's so much.
Adam's East for public safety. And I know
that's a, it's, yes.
Okay, so from a first responder set, we have to take action.
Yes, you have to pass a resolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make the motion to approve the change.
Okay, so Mr. Giordiano has made a motion to approve the change in the name of the road as described. I'll entertain a second.
I just have a kind of question.
Yeah.
Did you talk to anybody else on the corner? Or? I know some long-time residents have lived there.
Oh, are you talking about Ted?
Mr. Schiller owns the road. He's the property owner, so he has the right to request the road
change. Because they're private roads, so they're owned by him. He owns the road.
He owns the entire road.
Looking through,
it went through 911 dispatch.
So the way these are.
County and to us.
Yeah. 911 is where it's blessed as to who the owner is.
I would. I beg to differ, but yes. Yeah, we do have that in writing.
I think we do have it in writing.
I'm not giving that. I like Al. I really do. I also like Ted, and I.
What I read from the 911 report is it causes a huge problem for first responders because they try to get out of court and it dead ends and they get to where they want to go.
To where they need to be, that makes sense.
Yeah. I thought he bought the other end, was my understanding, that the part that was closed, that goes out to Carroll Junction.
Yeah, we pretty much got the documentation here.
He's not changing the part that's closed.
That's the court that goes through.
Right, he wants the other side of the south part of the where the closure is, continuing to the end of the court. That's what he wants.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a section of the court road approximately 0.2 miles that is closed and impassable.
Yeah, somebody closed it and
then it reopens and continues
right,
south.
But you understand the reason, because it's impassable, people will go on the court road on the other end, if there's a first responder, and then they'll have to turn around and go back and go all the way around Paradise Lake Road. It's actually better that our end be called Paradise Lake
Road. Right. The practical effect of the request is to rename an existing physical road known under two names with one single unifying road. 911 has kind of validated this, and they are kind of the keepers of the
that.
Okay. Second?
Second
for Mr. McCall, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Process? Do we let 911 know that?
Right, I'll send a resolution to
Thank you.
Heidi.
Chasing along. Now I got my agenda mixed up with them.
I'll take that back.
Okay. Delaware Engineering. Leeds Jefferson Heights, we've got a couple of issues, but we would prefer the update with you first, and then we'll follow up with the couple of notes we have here.
Yep. So as I typically do, we'll give an update on construction to where folks are at this point. One of the construction crews has been down in Leeds, the Gilfeather property, working their way back up to Main Street. They are at Main Street now. We'll be crossing that road and working along Main Street for the next portion. Our other crew was working over by Stewart's, making some connections of some force mains of where that pump station is in the Carl property. They'll be working across the county property next. There are a couple spots in Leeds where we've been able to do some construction, and the crews will be leapfrogging a little bit to make those connections and make those areas whole at this point. So you'll see them jump around a little bit more at this point. We are still on track for construction to be completed in November, and I say construction being completed as in all of the mainline pipe and force mains in, connected, we can do our testing, and then start putting more people online at that point.
And just to clarify, that's the Leeds portion of this.
That is the Leeds portion, correct. Yep, so that will encompass everything at that point from Jefferson Heights and Leeds. There's a couple little outliers there that we'll have to address towards the end of the project, but the majority of the work should be done by that point. One of the questions that had come up recently is our next round of paving. I don't have a specific date on when that's going to be, but we've got a couple areas that have opened up at this point that we're going to try to pave and finish those off. I'll hit restoration. We can circle back around. I know there's some issues. You know, we are still ongoing with restoration, even in Jefferson Heights. I know there's some areas that have come up recently that need to be addressed still. Our project is still open. You know, if we have to go back a second, a third, a fourth time, which we've done already in a couple spots, we will do that. We're here for the duration of the project, is what I keep telling you. The water system in Leeds, we had a conversation with folks at EFC. Was that last week? Patrick was on the call with us. Very positive conversation. Made them aware of what some of the streets in Leeds contain as far as water services go. A lot of individual lines running off of a distribution main from Main Street up these side streets. As we come through with construction, we're going to disrupt a lot of those. And our approach to EFC to get some additional funding is, rather than replace all of these service lines for the length of whatever they are, let's run a water main up there, shorten those service lengths, and assist the village with their water system. At a minimum, our feeling is that they're going to contribute for the cost and value of what those service lines would be. And we're going to try to go a little bit above and beyond that and try to get them to cover the full main itself. It was a very positive meeting. They are reviewing drawings at this point, and we're thinking that they're going to fund the whole portion of it. That was our takeaway from the meeting. I don't know if Patrick, you want to add anything to that, what your takeaway?
No, it was a very good positive meeting. You said you already sent the plans up to the Department of Health.
Yep.
So that was
Department of Health has plans and is reviewing. EFC has plans and is reviewing. And between the combination of the two of them, hopefully we'll have some approvals relatively soon. They are all aware that we are in construction and time is of the essence. Some of our sewer mains have been installed on a portion of these roads where we're going to put water mains, where we're trying to hold off on doing paving in that area so we don't pave and then revert back up again. So time is definitely of the essence to try to get that piece done.
The additional funding that we're talking about, you're referencing Leeds. Is there parts of that there was a discussion about the village also, some lines that we were helping, or is this the water district that we're referring to?
This is the water
this
district.
This is it. Okay.
The village is trying to help with some of the information that helps save costs.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
It's all part of the park end.
That's yeah. Okay, perfect.
And there's a couple pieces.
There's
a couple pieces of the contract. There's an allowance built into the contract for $100,000 for replacement of those water services.
Mm-hmm.
That can directly go towards the cost of these water mains. We've done an over under construction estimate of where we're at right now, quantities used, where we're projecting out, where we're gonna be on some of these. We've hit a lot less rock than what we were anticipating. We're not done yet, fingers crossed. But the cost savings, if we continue the way we are, we're hoping to be able to use that some of that money towards this as well. So the tricky piece is EFC letting us use that money to pay for something else. And, mm-hmm. But the money's already there for the project. We're hoping to not add any value to the total cost of the project, just move some money that is in there and have that pay for those portions of it. So not trying to increase total project costs and then costs to use it.
So one thing I just thought of, at the end of Park Lane, I think, is actually West Athens. And those folks are on the water line. Now, I know the district ends at the town line.
Right?
If we're going to replace all that line, are we going to go all the way to their houses or just the town line?
Just to the town line. If they have services all the way there, that's a really long service line because there's no names in that.
Right.
They're not in the district, too.
Right.
No, I know that the water district isn't there.
So, some of the things that we have talked about in our conversation with EFC is the way that some of that stuff was connected, whenever it was connected, may not necessarily have been the right way to do things, so we're trying to make those corrections moving forward. But we can certainly look into if there is, we don't want to take water away from it, but if something is being serviced on a well, obviously we have to maintain the water to the house.
How many houses are we talking about that we need to kind of make sure we know, to your
there
point?
That side, was there four?
I was considering five, probably. I think I asked this question a while ago myself, and Travis can correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Athens have to do their own water district if we did hook into them?
I believe so. Yes, there's a process involved to be able to do that. The water district itself could be extended, but it's not critical to go through.
I understand that.
When we first started going up the sewer project itself, Athens was talking about putting some of those people in there, and it required three intermunicipal agreements.
Right. And to our benefit, the way this has all been set up with the water district matching the sewer district, it streamlines the process for EFC because it's the same place, it's the same thing. If they were different boundary property areas, it gets into, well, you're servicing these people, but you're taking these people out of it. So the fact that they match each other, it is to our benefit. And you know, obviously that was thought of ahead of time. So that's good news for the water system. Like I said, we hope to hear back within the next week from those folks and be able to move forward. Certainly from EFC, because of the funding aspect, they don't need to review the plans for technicality. I guess the money standpoint, can we fund this piece? So we should have that answer back soon. So that's the gist of where we're at with the sewer project, unless you guys have additional questions.
I have two questions, and then we're going to open it up to the folks that are attending tonight that have specific questions. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to answer this, but I did get a call from a business owner in Leeds who, as he's working with his contractor regarding planning hookup, the plumber said, do you know whether they're going to run natural gas up here? So I know you don't have the answer to that question. I have sent a note to Central Hudson, but any history on that?
I thought they were very clear that they were going to stop that.
That's my understanding.
That's my understanding also, because the IDA, if you remember, contributed $1 million to get us to the thruway so that we would have an enhanced opportunity with our
using a large amount of lines
future hotel.
Later.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Down the road, they may do a survey.
Yeah.
For leads and then extend through, but as of right now, I haven't heard anything that goes past.
A lot of that depends on how much development happens Cap 21.
And I would think if they were going to do something imminently, we would have had a conversation upstairs in one of our project meetings where they would have referenced that.
Yeah, I just know they have a big enough transmission line to the thruway that they'll be able to extend for it.
Speaking to National Gas Central Hudson, and again, we're not Central Hudson, but my understanding is all of the remainder of the streets in Jefferson Heights that did not have gas, natural gas, will be getting them.
Yes.
That's my understanding. Yep.
They are back out in the field. They started in Austin Acres on Monday, and I believe they're moving out into some other areas. So.
Yep. Which is great.
Yeah, and apparently that was local citizenry putting together their interesting.
Yeah, they're about ready to go back into Wildwood Park
to
finish up that area.
Yep.
Because some of the people got letters in the mail from them.
Okay. And then I had one other question, which was, I'm waiting for you to tell me the date.
Yes.
Supervisor.
Yes.
Is there anything wrong with me having my contractor come in early, get everything all set? And my instinct is to say no, because bad things happen when you do that. But it's a reasonable question for people who might have someone lined up, and as we move our date, they may lose the guy, etc. So
I would prefer not to, you know, a homeowner can do what they want with their property. If they want to have somebody come in and do that piece, that's fine. The problem is there's an inspection process through this thing, and those folks aren't going to have the packet of the information until they come and they get their permit.
Mm-hmm.
So
they might do something incorrect.
Backtracking, I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Well, if it's a homeowner that's thinking about doing that, just wait those next couple weeks here until we have it official and send it out and follow that process.
Okay.
All right. Are we still on August 14th for historic hookups?
That has not changed yet. I haven't heard anything one way or the other. That's still our target.
Can we proactively reach into our colleagues and make sure that we're still on track? Yeah.
Whether that shifts a couple of days one way or the other, we're still shooting for that date.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
And I owe you a letter to be able to send out.
Correct.
Yep. It will be very brief. It's going to say where we're at. This is your process to start.
Correct.
This is the process to start the process.
And I want to, we've got people going on vacation in anticipation of this kicking off. We've got Liz, obviously, who's going to do the mailing.
Sure.
Okay? So, you can...
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you awaiting any information, or are you just waiting for confirmation of the date?
I'm waiting on confirmation of the date.
All right. Can you call it tomorrow?
Yep, absolutely.
Excellent.
Yep.
Okay. Sewer residents with concerns.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
I think that we have a letter that said we have 6 months, and then we can ask for a six-month extension.
That is correct.
We're talking about, well, I guess 6 months brings us to like February, which is when that work can't get done.
Frozen.
Okay, that's what I want to ask.
That gets extended.
Yep, and we had talked about that. It's basically a winter shutdown period of what we have. And we've done that with other communities too. We say, well, we can't. We're not going to install any more laterals. We're going to hold off for now. Stop the clock when we say that.
And then the clock starts up again.
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I have one more question, but I'm not sure that you can help me even. So, but a while ago, somebody did a favor, and I'm not sure who it was. If it was Mullen or Louise, or I had two posts in my backyard, and they had their big equipment, so they ripped them out. And instead of filling it with dirt, I filled it in with rocks in my backyard. So I wanted to see what the reason for that would be. Maybe it could be removed and put dirt and grass in. Because we are starting to have people look and give estimates. And one of the people said, well, I could do that for you. But I mean, I think maybe when they filled it in, they probably should have done dirt and grass. And I have pictures of it, but I just don't know who to contact about looking at that.
Yeah, certainly. And I can follow up on that.
Okay.
What I would need from you is name and number and what property that you have.
Okay.
And by all means, please don't hire anybody to do the work. We've had people do that in the past.
No, no, that's not one that I wanted to ask.
Our contractors are there to do that work. They're getting paid to do it. And if they have to come back and fix anything, that's part of their job. So.
I mean, they did do the favor, so I wasn't sure I should be
sure.
No,
certainly.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Trust me. I know. That was my only question.
No, yeah, absolutely.
It's Randy Vandermark, 7 Austin Acres. And it's in the back of the postus for your book.
Okay.
You'll see one spot has dirt and one spot has rocks.
Perfect. Thank you.
And actually, while you're writing, you might as well.
All right.
Not that this is really that big of a deal, but it has to do with just replacing the fence that was taken down during construction.
Sure,
my understanding is that it's the fencing, or whatever was taken down was going to be replaced, if not with the same material, whatever was better. This fencing is definitely has some rot to it.
Okay.
So it's actually not even mine. It just abuts my property, and it does. It's more of a nice looking
aesthetic
white fence.
Sure.
And but so Joe was calling. I'm 19 Austin Acres. He's probably 17. It's his fence, and he was told the other day that they would not replace that. And there is also a larger.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah, there was also larger pieces of a I don't know what type of fence you call that. Liz, what kind of fence?
Stockade fence.
That was replaced, but this is more just of a nice looking, just smaller fence and stuff. But anyway, so they told him that it wouldn't, they wouldn't replace it, and he was out there, digging his own holes. Anyway, he bought some of, new wood to replace it because, but I said, wait a minute, hold up.
Yeah.
I said, because from my understanding,
sure.
Was that.
Yeah, let me follow up on that.
Yeah.
Certainly.
I have pictures too.
And tell him not to do anything, okay?
Yeah, that's why he was out there yesterday, and I see, he's already trying to replace it with some of the wood, the rotten wood. I got him not, because,
sure.
I do look at this stuff every day.
Yep.
Too, myself,
Travis,
but.
I can forward you photos.
What's that?
She said she can forward
you. Oh. And then I just have one other question. My understanding is if we don't hook up with, within the 6 months or the 6 month and when everybody's hooking up? Is there an additional charge, let's say if we wait a year down the road to hook up?
Correct.
There is any idea what that is?
That's not something that's been set yet by the town. So there's two things going on. One, you're going to be paying the debt service for the loan for the project, and then there will be an additional charge for the permit process when you decide to hook up down the road. The town has not set that number yet.
We need to survey other towns to make sure that we're in the ballpark and take the benefit of our
expert. So there'll be a permit charge and then an additional hookup charge, huh?
We haven't gotten that far.
Yeah.
Just trying to get it turned on. But you know, my sense would be that I don't know if you guys have had any. Does anything like that happen in the village with new construction? Yeah. So we'll probably look to the village to get some guidance from them. Mm-hmm. One other question that I had actually gotten from someone is, so I'm not hooked up yet, mm-hmm. but the guy down the street is hooked up. Are we all going to start paying our debt service at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So the minute we turn the switch on, debt service becomes viable.
Yep.
And that shows up on a tax.
They knew they started this tax service.
The debt service we've already started, actually, for the small amount we borrowed. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They won't have a sewer bill.
Right.
A use bill.
But they'll have a debt service operation and maintenance.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So what happens if, say, I hook in 3 months and somebody else hooks in 9 months later? If I actually paid for it longer than the people that are...
No, I think everybody, the minute we go live, everybody is paying.
Okay, when you guys go live, whether you're hooked up or not.
You won't be paying a sewer bill for 9 months, mm-hmm. but you'll be paying debt service for the
And it's on the tax bill, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So the use of the sewer is on the tax
bill,
but
that's
on the water bill?
That'll come on the water bill from the village. So there's two different streams here of billing.
There's
three streams.
There's an O&M charge too that the town has to establish.
Right. Debt service.
O&M.
And use. But O&M goes with debt service on the tax bill.
No, it'll be separate.
It'll be separate. Mm-hmm. And is it doesn't go on the village bill?
That's correct. It doesn't go on the village bill.
So we will be sending it too. Which will all be explained in the code packet when we get to that point.
But the O&M and debt service go whether you're hooked up or not.
Correct.
So those two get charged.
But they're charged from two different entities.
Perfect.
Got it.
And will we get a letter saying what that charge is eventually?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. When we
gets all figured out.
When we get it all crunched up, everybody will get communicated. Peter?
Thank you. Travis, question. I'm wearing two hats here. The first hat is my resident owner hat.
Sure.
Forest Hills Ave.
Okay.
Are you guys going to continue the sewer, number one?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, is the water district going to enhance our service up there?
Yes and yes. When they installed the sewer mains on Forest Hill, they got to a point where they hit rock that they are potentially going to have to blast out.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they do something different with their hammer or have a blasting company come in, but they hit significant rock in that area, which is why they stopped and relocated. And the reason for that is they will continue to install sewer where they can with their conventional methods, and then if they've got multiple areas that need to do blasting, they'll bring that company in at one time and do those areas and then continue. Forest Hills also will receive water as part of the water district.
Excellent.
Yep.
Because that little 1-inch vein doesn't
correct.
Cut it anymore. I switched to the commercial hat, and I own the Millspaugh funeral home up here in Jefferson Heights. And 2-3 months ago, they replaced my gas meter, and I'm still waiting for some restoration. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of other people have had it,
yep.
And you know it's a business, and you know people wonder, does he care?
Yes, yeah, so unfortunately with the gas, and we noted that before, that's a separate entity, that's separate from our sewer project.
Mm-hmm.
Central Hudson is doing the gas project with Mullen, who's their contractor, and we have some contact information that we can give to you for those folks to make sure that they come back and do the restoration that they have.
Okay.
If it was part of the sewer project, you're talking with me, and we're fixing that piece, but if it's gas only...
Yeah, someone can give me some information, I'd be more than happy to reach out to them.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I actually have an email from the guy that is kind of managing that, and he's helped us out in a couple of places. So I'll make sure that we put something together. If you could give Elizabeth your email, then I'll make sure we we'll do a joint email that will have some nice sponsorship, so to speak.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Can we do that? Okay. Anyone else with concerns? Sewer-wise? Paving? Seeds?
Yes, we have a list of folks that we need to go back and revisit.
Right.
That was handed down today.
And the paving is important just because of someone like Melissa Mason on the main drag, because we're kind of trying to stagger that with Central Hudson and paving and the like.
Okay. No, the paving is going to be all thrown off because we're going to start digging up roads.
But if somebody says to me about Austin Acres or Wildwood Park about, quote, when are we going to pave? You know, when it's all done, when are we going to pave?
Next year.
Okay.
Yes. It's not happening this year, kids.
Right.
Yes. No, definitely not.
Well, especially now, it's probably going to take some of us 2 months to
absolutely.
Right.
Not knowing exactly where their mains are going to be in Jefferson Heights, we want to make sure that we only do this once.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Travis, would you just have them look at, like, you said seeding, I think, and it just triggered, there was like some sections in my yard where they really, there was no seed, there's straw, but there's no seed, you know, so why you're looking at that little white fence.
Yeah, and in general, Jefferson Heights, we're out of there, but we're not yet, we need to come back, and there's plenty of areas that I've seen just drive around and look at things that we can touch up to still, so.
Mm-hmm. Long lost an anchor.
So, Travis, the other thing, my neighbor had a nice tree, and it blocked my view of his property, which was really nice.
Gotcha.
And the tree got taken down. Mm-hmm. So it's not my problem, but is the tree going to be replaced?
We can't we can't plant things over the top of the sewer or in that easement in case there's any issues. But in the future, we need to get back to that piece. So putting something back where it was in that regard, it's more
okay. That was right in the area right behind my oldest house.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I know we kind of cleared an area through there.
A road.
It will grow up. It will grow up eventually, but we can't plant something. We can't plant a tree.
Yeah,
we know it does.
Yeah, too bad.
Yep.
Sumac grows really fast.
Yeah. I got some like
that's an area. It just grows.
Anyone else on the sewer project? If not, we again thank all of you for tolerating the disruption part of this. We're getting there. We're a lot closer than we were.
Yes.
So we thank everyone for your patience.
Not for anything. You all have done a great job. Everybody's been very kind and polite, and I really think that you've really moved fast.
That's good.
Considering what you've been doing.
Thank you.
Okay.
No. And I will relay that to my folks in the field because I can't take that credit. We have some great staff that do a fantastic job and make my life a whole lot easier.
My dog went and took somebody's lunch out of their lunchbox. She got to be known.
That's
my dog chased some guy down the road. And he's little.
Did you make him lunch, Melissa?
Yeah, really.
What's up?
Did you make him lunch?
I walked into it. But her face was right because he has a nice big lunchbox.
Travis, I'm going to segue us just for one other Delaware engineering initiative. And Sean, I don't know if you got a chance to see the email, but. Have you had the comment? Does everybody understand the issue with the roof? Okay. So, I don't. Is that price in the ballpark of what we're talking about, do we think?
No, I would like to say no.
Okay.
I'd like to just table it. We'll do it on our own.
Done. We'll just have a conversation.
Thursday morning, we'll talk.
Right. And there may be funding available, is just a piece.
Do you want
to? I just don't think it's enough funding to justify the cost of the longevity of what we could do for less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can be wrong, but
that's okay. It was for a budget planning perspective.
Yeah,
and I was just trying to.
I don't know. Do we need to get any okay about get 3 quotes or can we just do it?
No, you want them to get a quote for the roof.
Yeah. You want to do that now or wait?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
I'd like to make a motion. That's good.
Yeah. That's it.
It's greater than.
They can do it $10,000.
Oh, it's more than $20,000.
Right,
so it has to go out for a bid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you need the RFP.
So
then,
we'll put an RFP
together.
Yeah,
the highway superintendent wants to bid for a new roof at Iowa.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So that'll get us to the point of an RFP, and then we can figure out what we're talking about a little bit further than what the engineering's observation was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I had some budgetary numbers last year from contractors.
For full replacement, not repair, but replacement, right?
Replacement of the whole roof for a 20 to 25 year lifespan at a minimum.
Okay, cool. Excellent. We have a couple of follow-ups that we will not do tonight because we don't have an opportunity to it, but there is a proposed new sign law.
Was I know we just got it. Has that been forwarded to the planning board?
Not to anybody yet, so yeah. So we need to get it. When it's finalized, it needs to go to the planning board, and then it'll come back to here for public hearings and the like, right? Because it's a change to the law.
Right, you'll schedule a
public hearing. So I just want everybody to get a chance to look at the new improved version. It has Elliot's input. It doesn't have a planning board.
Do we want to have a joint meeting with the planning board to go over that?
Sure, we could.
I was reading through it, and there's some things in there that I don't necessarily agree with.
Okay. That's the point, is let's get it all hashed out, get a version that we're comfortable with that we can put in front of the public.
So I would send it to the planning board for review, and we'll schedule a joint meeting to discuss.
Yeah.
Okay. So the follow-up to the sign law will be then that we'll send it to the planning board for their review, and then we'll should zoning get it too, or not? And zoning. And then we'll convene a joint meeting. Excellent. And then there's additional work that needs to be done on the abandonment of Spooky Hollow Road based on the identification of a third party that hasn't had any opportunity to have any input here, so we'll have to, even though the road is on top of, or is underneath a building, where the third party has to at least have the opportunity to have the conversation. So that's been tabled a bit because the value of that road underneath the building. So we'll get more, yeah, I mean, I think we need more clarification as to what our options are here. That completes the agenda. Any other people in our public comment that would like to have an opportunity for public comment? Maria?
Kind of have three things to bring up. First is, I was here in the spring, and I brought up the issue about the road in Hickory Hollow,
mm-hmm.
and Aldo,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to say thank you for your quick action in doing something. After that, it wasn't a complete pavement, but it was a very nice, extensive patch job, and we'll hold over
mm-hmm.
till next year, and I just wanted to bring up that I hope that you guys will consider putting a full road development in the budget for next year, and a couple of my neighbors said that might be happening. And also, if that is going to happen, just take note of my house was put up in November of 90, so the other houses going into the cul-de-sac were not there. And so there's no, there's no culverts
mm-hmm.
in the road. So when it rains, it just comes down the side. So I don't want to see you do a really nice paved job, only to have that wash away in a couple of years again.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I just want to remind you guys about the trees on Pennsylvania Avenue that need to be seriously looked at. We had an extensive wind Sunday night, and I was waiting for something to fall, but nothing did. And there's a lot of them that are like super close to the telephone poles, and if one of those branches or trees does come down, it's
mm-hmm.
going to be another 8-hour ordeal like we had this past winter. And
are they Central Hudson or some of
them? Yes, they're supposed to be working on that. There was a landowner out there. It's a very tough one getting rid of trees.
Yeah.
Supposedly that's in the works.
Okay.
We're willing to help. The trees are way out of our league for equipment we have to take them down. Yeah.
It's a Central Hudson exercise, so we just have to keep lobbying them for that. You can help by lobbying them yourself.
I had called them and told them about that issue when that happened, the 8-hour ordeal thing, and they said that they were not responsible for that, that that was a town issue. So that was why I came to the town meeting.
Yeah. Now, those are...
We can jump it back and forth. It's a work in progress. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen right now.
We'll keep pushing them. The other thing that reminds me of is I did get a call from a constituent regarding Verizon still having all their stuff on the old poles and not making the jump to the new poles that Central Hudson put up. Do we just call Verizon again and try?
Yeah, you can try.
Okay.
That's throughout the whole county.
You don't have a contact with them that's different than you?
No, usually I call Central Hudson with their poles.
Okay.
A lot of it has to do with your money. They pay for that space on poles.
This is now we got a whole bunch of cut off poles that are old that had Verizon on it. Everybody else had business. All right. Thank you. Any other issues or questions? Comments?
I forgot this one question.
Sure.
I was away last week and I noticed now there's little wire fences all in Austin Acres. And I don't remember those before, so I was just wondering.
Saw that today too.
What's with that?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I saw that today too behind your house.
Yeah, it's separating the properties. Actually, it's Jefferson Heights home that bought the Austin Acres. So you know where the basically the road is that you guys put in.
Yep.
Well, right there, it divides each of everybody's parcel.
Is this Central?
Which wasn't they weren't there before?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, they weren't. So
I think it's one of the property owners.
It's stakes with wire.
Yeah.
How high out of the ground are we talking?
Like a fiber, it looks like a little squared off yard.
Yeah, it does.
I'm serious, Brenda. Actually, play that there for your dogs.
No, that's
behind me. I don't think that's anything to do with us. That's
Mullins put it in because they were doing the same time as they put in a.
Well, if Mullins put it in, then it's Central Hudson.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I say Mullins only because I see their.
If the truck has Mullins on the side, then it's a Central Hudson related project. If it says Louise Brothers, it's a sewer project.
Okay, now you can't. I can't.
And everything else you're blaming on Sean now.
No, one street, I think the Mullins are all white.
Louise are green. That's it. Yeah. But those are all nuisance. I was out. I was away last week.
I have a feeling that Central Hudson's doing yes that way now, maybe then.
Could be.
Yeah.
It's not related to the sewer. They already got the gas through to that point. This is very well.
Yeah.
It was about the same time they replaced the large piece of
why don't
the
we shoot
I'll
Gary?
I'll drive through there on my way out.
Yeah. And then Travis, shoot Gary an email if
certainly.
You know, if it's a mystery.
Gary wasn't just me that didn't know.
I can't believe that there's a utility left that we haven't put out there, so I'd be surprised. Yes.
I just have one other thing to ask. When I was here in the spring talking about the Hickory Hollow Road issue, I think Liz had said something about she was going to find out something about the Hickory Hollow easement.
We're chasing down that history, yes. That's one of those things where you got to have somebody left with the institutional memory. So.
Yeah.
Across from my house on Forest Hills Ave, there's two properties. One has been long abandoned, foreclosed on, I believe, from the stickers in the window, and the grass is probably 4 or 5 feet high. I've gone over there, I've called the number, supposedly they're going to take care of it, but nothing's happened. The property, that's 26 Forest Hills Ave. I believe the next door is 28. There's been a pickup truck there, no plates, no stickers on it for at least a year. And as far as I know, you really can't have that. You know, we all work on our street to make it look nice, and, you know, these things just ruin it for everyone.
We're actually in the midst of discussions of tall grass and what our law actually says.
Mm-hmm.
26 Forest Hills and 28 Forest Hills?
Right, there's a big, okay. They spray painted 26 on it, so you can't miss
it. See, pretty much that. But even with the New York State just passed a zombie property law, that's, those types of things, if that's listed as an abandoned and or foreclosed property, we can lean on the banks to do that. So
the stickers are all on the windows where it's been winterized.
We'll get to our code.
Someone came and took all the copper and the wire out. So
yeah. So we'll speak to our code enforcement officer and we'll chase that down, okay? Right. The abandoned vehicle is also a violation, so we can, if it's unregistered.
I wouldn't say it's abandoned. It probably belongs to the people who live in the other house, but it's just never going to
Understood. Any other observations or comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion for Mr. McCulloch, second for Mr. Giordano. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.